Wisconsin and beyond. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio.
One second, sorry.
It's the 3 o'clock hour, and so it is Maggie and the Millionaires talking money. I'm really excited to be joined this half hour by journalist Ryan Grimm. He's an accomplished DC reporter. He's the bureau chief for The Intercept, and he was twice nominated for a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize and won once a Pulitzer Prize winner. I wanted to ask you, let's just start right here because we want to put this in the context of this broad spectrum within the Democratic Party. Ryan, what sort of impact has the progressive wing had on the Democratic Party, especially over these last five to 10 years?
One quick clarification, though. I was part of that Pulitzer operation, wasn't me leading it personally.
Thanks for that.
So don't want to claim any extra glory. A huge effect over the last 5 years that has waned perhaps over the last year. But coming out of the ashes of that, I guess you could call it the fight between the center and the left, is a genuine reorientation, I think, in a more populist direction when it comes to economic policy. I think that you really saw this by the fact that the New Dems have reoriented their own kind of politics. The New Dems have always been the kind of pro-business wing of the party. They came out of the kind of DLC, this like, you know, center-right wing of the Democratic Party in the 1980s, saying that the problem with the Democrats is that they were too beholden to labor unions and environmentalists and liberals and hippies. And so this kind of bastion, this faction, was always dragging the party to the right. In the 2022 midterms, the New Dems were actually the lead champions of, for instance, the child tax credit. Like that, they were the ones who were pushing to get that renewed. They were pushing hard for the climate spending. And they were arguing to the Biden administration that we need something to run on in our swing districts. That is a complete reversal from 15 years ago when, if any swing district Democrats voted for, say, the major climate change legislation that year or the Affordable Care Act, they did so believing that they were making a courageous vote that would hurt them come reelection time. Now, those same types of Democrats are saying, no, we need more. Like, we need to be able to show our constituents that we're delivering for them. Rather than cutting the size of government or cutting taxes, et cetera.
Quick question, just to follow up on that, Ryan. Do you think part of the more populist embrace and really dragging some of the center Democrats further to the left is that mainstream Americans, I think, many polls would show, have fully adopted to and embraced the idea and believe that climate change is real, and just the acuteness of some of these problems are bringing about a necessary reflection and focus on things like climate change, etc., by the Democratic Party overall? Is it a reflection of the electorate, or is there really some kind of fundamental philosophical shift? Is it born of political necessity, or is it a natural response to where voters are at in these districts?
Response to, you know, objective material conditions changing, people becoming more aware of climate, for instance. When it comes to economic policy, I think the financial crisis, its aftermath, and the yawning inequality that we've suffered over the last 40, 50 years, exacerbated by that financial crisis, has fundamentally transformed the politics that were radically different in the 1980s, when a lot of voters felt like tax and spend Democrats were causing inflation and driving down standards of living, and the government boot was on their neck. That's we're in a different environment now.
Yeah, there's no doubt we are in a different environment. It's probably, you know, speaking of the financial crisis, that is probably one of the questions I get asked most frequently as an economist and a lawyer. People are still ticked off that not a single one of the folks that helped lead to that financial crisis ever was individually held accountable. People are still angry about that. When we talk about trying to fix tax and wage policy in this country, are you seeing a reflection of that, those specific policy planks in how Democrats, even centrist Democrats in very purple districts, are talking about those issues? Is there a greater willingness for Democrats writ large, not just in the progressive wing, to talk very specifically about tax policy and their proposal that we really do need to be taxing the rich more and really trying to combat the mythology of trickle-down economics and bringing to people the idea that it's trickle-up?
At the same time, you may have noticed that as the party has reoriented around a suburban base of voters and upper middle class college educated voters have drifted more Democratic in recent years, the Democrats have moved the threshold that they see as the number that they kick around. Remember, they used to say, don't worry, we're not going to raise taxes on anybody who makes, you know, family that makes $250,000 or less. That's gone. Now they go around saying $400,000 or less. Yes, it's true that they're willing to talk about taxing the rich, but their definition of rich over the recent years has been pushed up a little bit higher as some of those people who are in the 250 to 400 range are now diehard Democrats.
Folks, that's Ryan Grimm, an accomplished DC reporter, the co-founder of Drop Site News, previously DC bureau chief for The Intercept and the Washington bureau chief for the HuffPost. Thanks so much for your time this afternoon, Ryan. I'd like to have you back so we can have a fulsome conversation over the entire 30 minutes. We're going to leave it there for this episode of Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. When we come back, we've got 8th Congressional District candidate Dr. Kristen Lierley. We're going to talk about her op-ed piece that dropped just this week in the Journal Sentinel. Thanks, everybody. Back with more here on the Civic Media Radio Network.